Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the Lisa Dent Show. It has not happened since 9/11, where the FAA initiated a ground stop across the United States. Pilots are baffled. Passengers are upset. The person in the know is Peter Greenberg, our travel expert and host of Eye on Travel. Can you tell me first, Peter, what is NOTAM, and is that how they pronounce it, N-O-T-A-M? That system is responsible for this, right?
That's right. NOTAM now stands for something called Notice to Air Emissions. To give you some history, it used to be called, before they decided to become politically correct, Notice to Airmen. So it goes back a long time. And what it does is it's a hazard alert system that notifies pilots of any kind of runway closures, construction at airports, other hazards that are in their way. And that's supposed to be given to them, of course, before they ever push back from their departing gate. And without that, they can't push back because they don't know what they're flying into. It's not about air traffic control. It's about giving them information about where they're going and how they're going. That went down this morning a little bit after 4 a.m. Eastern time. And as you said in the introduction, the FAA then made the decision, which was almost unprecedented. I say almost because I'll give you the qualifier in a second, to close down and shut down with a complete ground stop all departing flights in the United States starting early this morning, and that it was extended until a little bit after 9 o'clock this morning Eastern time. Now, when I say almost unprecedented, because as you said, it was the first time since 9/11 that they've done a ground stop. 9/11 was, of course, much more severe because it put every plane on the ground and not necessarily in the U.S. The planes that were arriving were diverted up to Gander and Newfoundland and other locations. And so then everything stopped, for at least 5 days.
It's my understanding that Canada was experiencing the same issue, but they chose not to ground their planes.
Well, they might have had different issues in terms of volume and frequency, but in a given day in the United States, we're talking about 45,000 flights. That's a lot of notices that have to get out. And they operated on the side of prudence here. They did the right thing in doing it. The question is, why did it happen in the first place? Where was the redundancy in the system? And of course, what were the backup systems? And the answer is, there were none. So it was certainly a big wake-up call, but something that's been brewing for quite some time.
The transportation secretary said it was not a cyber attack, but he couldn't completely rule that out. What's your thought?
Well, I can tell you this. If it had been a cyber attack or any act of terrorism, you would have seen a ground stop like 9/11, where there would have been no incoming flights allowed to land. Remember, at the time this happened, a lot of international flights had already taken off from foreign countries, especially over in Europe, and were already headed across the ocean to the U.S. They were allowed to land precisely because they did determine that it wasn't a cyber attack.
And I know you got to go because you've got a TV hit, but Peter, where does it stand now for people who might be flying out at 4 or 5 or, well, it's 4:15, 5 or 6 or 7 tonight?
Well, the ripple effect is still in effect. We won't get really through all this till around noon tomorrow Eastern time, because every time you shut down a system for an hour, it takes 4 to 5 hours to get back. So it'll slowly get back. But by noon tomorrow, weather notwithstanding, I always have to say that everything should be back on track.
Thank you for jumping on to explain this for us.
You got it.
Peter Greenberg, travel expert, host of Eye on Travel that airs here on WGN Radio. You can bet he'll be talking about that on his show this weekend. Mary's got to check on weather and traffic.